Topic of discussion, which is love and after. I think we've tried to unpack what love means to each of us, and we understand that it is different things to different people, but definitely true love is something that goes beyond the physical. We can all agree with that, right? So I think my thing is then with what you guys described, you know, love needing to meet certain things about yourself or whatever life space you're in, what happens when you break up? Because society expects you to just see this person as an ex, and now you guys are enemies. You can never say hi to each other. You can never talk to each other. You're not friends. So what do we think about that? Because for me personally, I am still friends with my exes. And of course, I don't mean close friends or best friends, but it's a good relationship. You know, I can talk about business with one ex. The other ex, we can unpack and can tell me where I'm thinking wrong. You know, and then there's obviously those douchebag exes, but that's like, there was no love there, if I can put it that way. But the true love and the real love, what happens after the end of a relationship?
Okay, so I'm someone who's always struggled with this, because for me, it's I'm literally one of those people where when you're in, you're in. Once you're in, you're in. And then I have to like now find a way to navigate around the relationship part not being there. So what's always happened for me, to begin with, I haven't had like a lot of relationships to begin with, like serious relationships. But the ones that I've had, I still talk to. I talk to, I mean, except one who I recently was out of control, you know? You know, but we're not going to get into that. But basically... Okay, so what I was saying is that for me, I've always believed that like it goes back to the true love thing. When you love someone to that extent, you're connected and you obviously have a special bond. I don't think you can take it away just because the relationship part of it is gone. So how I've always explained it is that I compartmentalize. So we're no longer together, but we can be friends. People have always said I'm toxic or problematic for this because they're like, oh, you can't be friends with an ex, whatever. And I'm like, why not? Unless like the person is disrespectful or doesn't treat you right, why can't you now like transfer the energy into another?
Yeah,
I believe in transferring energy because you still care about this person, you still love this person, but you don't want
to
be with them.
Look, I mean, to be honest, I feel like that there's a huge risk. You know what I mean? You have to be responsible though. You know what I'm saying? You have to be very responsible
and mature. You have to
and
be
mature.
And especially when you're in another thing with someone else.
Yeah, and also guys, you must remember that the discipline aspect of it, because you are able to switch up. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily mean your partner's gonna, especially when you have that type of connection. And you guys could fall into any, I'm talking, you could have issues with your current partners together, or you don't even have to have issues together. If you've opened that door, I'm gonna come crying about my current person and whatnot,
and we'll form another issues. Kind of bond.
And you know what I'm saying? But also we'll fall back into it's very cycle, easy
to fall back into
getting intimate because I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
And that's when it becomes toxic because now you're together but you're not together.
You know what I'm
saying? So, yeah, that's true.
And that's why boundaries, we bring up that boundaries thing.
That's
again.
Important, yeah.
So for me the reason
but that's so I don't believe us as people are that disciplined.
No, we are. No,
with strong, I'm talking now when we get to, because we're talking about something very strong.
Yeah, very true.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about true love. You know what I'm saying? This is the you know what I'm saying? When she
this
was
is
talking
what,
about,
yeah.
it's some, it's a
spiritual
connection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a connection, a very high frequency.
It's beyond you.
It's beyond you. So when you've connected with a person, it's very, it gets very great. You know what I mean? If you think about it, if you stay close,
in it,
you know what I'm saying? Because now you're either way. Now, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's also a discipline thing because either
absolutely.
You
that's what it is.
You are able to differentiate the two. You know what I'm saying? But it might not be the same for
the other.
The other person.
And more often than not, it happens that way, that where one party is still stuck in like the feelings and hoping for it to be back to how it was, etc. But I think it's part of being an adult, right? Like you have to navigate it. It's gonna be like that for any kind of relationship, right? Yeah. which is now
type of connections.
It is. No,
let's not put things like being an adult, because that's, I mean, naturally, well, love is such a little, you know what
so
I mean?
So can I interject?
You know what I'm saying?
Can I interject from like a practical, because what we're saying is all very, you know, idealistic or theoretical. Mm. So I'll interject from an actual real life experience where I actually went through this, where I was with someone, and this was one of the true loves or whatever. And it ended. And then I was with someone else and that was another true love. And I was actually literally in that position where you're like, okay, but you still have this relationship with this, the first person where you can't deny that connection. You can't deny the feelings are there, but you're not acting on them and you don't want, you're not romantic. You're not in love. It's not that fickleness of,
You're not actively pursuing
that person, but you understand that they're in your life. Yeah. So now with this new person, you actually have to have the conversations and be like, okay, you know this person is there. This person means this much to me.
For brothers, I mean,
It was hard.
Nobody's gonna want that.
But let me tell you,
I'm not cool. I'll never be.
No, it wasn't. So that's what I'm saying. In my relationship, it was not cool. The other guy wasn't cool with it.
Yeah.
But he wasn't cool with it, but like he knew it was there, but it was just something that we didn't talk about. Like, you know, if the phone rang and this was calling me for one or other reason, obviously it would make him uncomfortable, but he knew that it was there.
But I think it's a little bit different because it's all circumstantial, right? So in your case, you guys shared something with an ex.
Yeah.
Which is a child. So it's a little bit different then. You know, because that's the difference, you know? Whereas with my exes, the time I've been in contact with my exes while still in a relationship, I did communicate to my ex, hey, I'm going into business or partnering with this person. Who's my ex? Are you fine with it? Yeah.
It's the boundaries.
It's always boundaries and the communication.
You have to respect your new partner. I do believe that. Like,
you're not going to go for lunch every single day and chat every day.
This is actually a big issue for me. You know what I'm saying? Because we get into these conversations and I mean, it's all good and well because you're talking about the other person right now. You're talking about how the other person is dealing with
versus how I will deal with it.
You know what I'm saying? So now here, flip it around. You know
I've been in that situation.
You know what I'm saying? And you play it cool.
I don't care. Cool. I'll let you know. I will let you know. Trust
me. Not okay.
What the boundaries are. I will let you know that you're not gonna spend time chatting to that person all day.
You see what I mean? But that would have never been fair if that person did the same.
But they do. They do. I would never put them in that position where they have to do that. But what I'm saying is that if I have that connection with that person, you must understand that when I know if I'm with you now and I have an ex, you must understand that maybe once twice a year I will chat to the other guy and like, check up on how he's doing. Is he okay? Or he'll check up on me. That's like you negotiate on how far or how wide. But I don't cut people out.
It's never a two-way thing. It's never that clean. That's the problem.
It's really that clean. It becomes great.
You know, because
it's tricky.
A lot of the time, the two parties are not both on the same page. So one is not trying to get this other one. And that's when it becomes
murder.
And just the dynamic of adding other people makes you want.
But then is it fair to just...
For real,
yeah.
The minute you bring other people into the fold, it makes you want your ex more. Just from a power thing, you know what I mean? It may be like that.
Who me as in the who?
No, as in, it could be as in anybody.
If he's in the picture, I want him more than my current.
No, I'm just saying. Well, now we should let's say your ex having. You know what I'm saying?
This is that design. You know what I mean? It's a territorial.
Yeah,
I'm like that.
You know, everybody. It's human nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, now, especially because you still have strong feelings.
Yeah, that are never gonna go away.
You know, right? They're never gonna go away. You know what I'm saying? So, look, when I was talking about you need to be responsible. I'm talking about responsible and disciplined enough to walk away.
Yeah.
Love from a distance. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, well, we're cool.
Yeah.
We can't be in any sort of engagement
until that's resolved.
No, we
need to love each other from far. That's
all I'm saying.
Because
the risks of trying to have a relationship with your ex are so high, especially when it's a proper love. It's easy. It's easy with people that it really wasn't the super crazy connection that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's very easy. You know, you can call him, yo, man, I'm going into business with somebody else.
Yeah.
True love.
But I hear that, you know, and just to get personal as well, like even with my last relationship, that's exactly what you're describing. I know that I cannot be friends with that person. You know, you've tried the whole friendship thing, but unfortunately, when there are feelings there, you can't because you're territorial. Because I don't now want to see you with other women. Yeah. I don't even want to hear you mention other women. Even though we're not together, we still want to hold that place in the person's life.
Yeah.
So you understand that you have to literally cut them off and love from far. It's a simple until you're both over it or until...
It's so complex, guys. Let's be honest. It's so complex.
Yeah,
because look, I mean, we have, you know what I'm saying? You were with me. We had our dream, like dreams together. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Now, just because we're not together doesn't mean I'm going to just discard all of that stuff.
Exactly.
And there's nothing worse than watching, you know what I'm saying?
So
you know what I'm saying? There's nothing worse than watching
someone else live
your partner. You know what I mean? You
share that with someone else.
But I think that's what's.
I think that wasn't even in one of these movies. What was Acrimony or something?
Oh, I didn't watch Acrimony.
Yeah, no, that was.
But that is horrible.
But I don't know, because I guess there's pros and there's cons, and it's about you as a person, how tolerant you can be. Because
I don't know what tolerance.
I have exes that I like. For example, I was able to talk with an ex just the other day. To catch up, right? And we spoke about business and opportunities, and they helped me think through certain things that I need to think through, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think the danger, again, always comes to the point where if someone also has feelings for the person, and I think it is going to happen that one of you is going to have feelings.
If
it's not
true love,
and also if you imagine this person that you're going to date them, you're going to marry them, they're the best thing to happen for you, still have the feelings. Yeah. So of course, that's why I said it's not going to be best friends. We're just going to be on good terms.
You're going to be acquaintances. That's the best you can do. And that's literally talking twice a year or once every quarter.
Yeah. And I think that sucks because how do you go from loving someone and then just being strangers?
When it's like that, I don't even think you need to declare.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
When
it's like that,
you
move on, guys. The whole thing is to move on.
But that's what I'm saying. That's unfair. If I love this person.
If you love them.
If I love them.
Yeah. If you love them.
Yes. If I love them.
Yeah.
Because I've loved them.
Yeah.
Why do I need to cut them off? Like,
because the boundaries, it's part of setting.
But life
boundaries.
Is not about that. Like,
no, but it is. Because
it is.
If you are, especially
it
if
is.
You are with somebody.
It is. Because now you slip and fall and end up doing the
it's
wrong thing.
It's all about
thing.
Boundaries and discipline.
And then you end up doing the wrong thing. Your explanations, that's the thing, man. You know
because
what
the point is of being in love or being in a relationship if it's just going to end anyway?
No, but that's not what you go into relationships.
Yeah.
No one goes into a relationship thinking it's going to end. Unfortunately, you can't determine
but,
the end
yes.
or the middle. You can't determine.
You know what I mean?
End.
But what I'm saying is, so what? So what? What happens? What happens when
yeah.
you guys mess up because you fell into some old?
Wife? If I'm single and he's single, it's fine.
No,
how
we're
is
not
it
talking.
Fine?
How's it
fine?
How's it
fine?
That's
also
that's
not
fine.
Also
that's
we close up because that
that's
sets you
okay.
back as a person.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that actually sets you back as a person.
Yeah,
it holds you back from moving on.
You know what I'm saying? And
but there's no point of love then. If I'm going to love someone, then discard. You know, for me, then there's no point.
Open to something like that also means that you would be. You know, people like to.
Yeah.
You would be even in a relationship.
Yeah.
You'd still be open to that. Okay. You see, the problem is we like to make relationships seem like this. By the king, maximum prison where you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Things
you don't have choice.
You
don't have freedom
what,
of movement
of
choice.
What? So you're just going to now I get in there. And now I'm stuck in there. Even if I look at Thomas, I can't. You know what I'm saying?
But relationships are not.
They're
you're
not
supposed
like that.
To actually. That's not what.
That's not. And life is not like that. That's not real.
Because that doesn't take into account everything else that's going on.
So what are you saying?
What I'm saying is, you're gonna have exes. You're gonna be vulnerable. The minute you'll forever be vulnerable to a person that you
once loved
truly.
That you
But then,
do you know what I'm saying?
What's wrong with that?
It's very wrong for you. It's not functional when you're going to get into another relationship. It's not sustainable.
But as soon as you get into the other relationship, you then cut ties.
No, that's not. You can't switch on and off true feelings. That is the problem. That's why you have to create these boundaries, because you can't decide.
The boundary is walk away. Love from a distance. That's the boundary. Yeah.
I learned that the hard way.
I don't want to. We're out here talking about the number of people that whatever relationship. You know what I'm saying? Me, I went. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't know what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know.
No, but you
You know what I'm saying?
So are you saying with your heavy love before?
Yes, I have.
The people you love, are you loving them from a distance?
I'm trying my best to. Yes, I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping them very far. To be honest.
Isn't that sad? Like,
it's not sad. I have conversations, guys. We're human beings. You know what I'm saying? Yes, but we love each other and we understand. If we're checking in on each other,
that's our level of care.
It's just you care for someone, you're checking up on them, and you don't even have to declare. I mean, I don't think your boyfriend is going around trying to find out every single person you're speaking to.
But
it becomes a problem if now I'm an active, figure in your life. You know what I'm saying?
And that's not why it was cool. Complimentary of what you were saying.
You know what I mean? And nine out of 10 times, most of the time, women want to declare, or let's just say the partners want to declare that if they pro ex relationships and whatnot, they want to declare. And the reason people that are pro having relationships with their exes want to declare because they think it's cool. They're in control for the most part. They're disciplined enough to,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's always going to be a two-way street. It's always going to be, you don't know what's happening with the other person. You don't know, you can speak for yourself, but you can never speak for your partner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And now I could get the wrong, you know what I'm saying? I think most of the time, and I'm talking about people that don't have malicious reasons as to why they got back together and ended up doing some dumb shit, right? It's just that you were just open to that person because you love them.
And
what was just a hey, hi, what's up? Are you good? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Became a hey, hi, this is what's going on in my situation now. I miss this and that. Or let's get together or whatever. You know, and then the classic, I didn't know who to call. I had nobody
Those are the traps, honestly.
You know what I mean?
I
understand how it can be toxic, but I think for me,
it's extremely toxic.
It can be toxic when it becomes like that, but I think for me, what's upsetting is that you can love someone so much and it can be so true and then you
cut
them off and that's cruel.
It's not cruel. You're not cutting them off maliciously.
Yeah, you're not.
Like, I will tell you this from literally having to do it. You're not cutting them off maliciously. Yeah, you're cutting them off for
you. But it's self-care. It's self-love.
And
it's self-care.
And it's also loving them.
It's loving them because it's also your whole... No, it literally is.
It really is.
And as a woman, it's actually more important because a man, unfortunately, can move on tomorrow. You can still be in that position, think, oh, I still love him. And then he can be like, listen, I'm getting married to another girl. What then?
Mm.
It doesn't mean he doesn't love you, but he's chosen to move on. So it's very detrimental.
And you guys can't coexist, to be honest.
You can't. So it's just literally self-care. Just, you need to have those boundaries. You need to cut them.
And keeping people in that, man, is very selfish.
Yeah.
Why?
You know, because they can't move on. I mean, even it comes from a, you know what I'm saying?
It's always in relation to you. It's never about the person. It's an ego.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You never sit here and say, you know what, I want to be in their life because they need me.
Yes, you know? Because I need him. How much he needs me. It's an ego. It's literally an ego.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, you have one life if you don't believe in reincarnation. Therefore, the people that you meet and connect with, why should you discard them just because a relationship is something?
No, you don't have to discard. Just transfer that energy.
Yeah,
you
and it can be a friendship.
Relate to them not as a best friend, as an acquaintance.
Mm.
Simple changes like that. Yes, you can chat once in a blue moon.
In a blue moon.
But you're not going to chat every day because you, as a person, are not going to be able to move on.
Yeah.
And you'll know that and the only reason that is when you move on, you as a person meet someone.
Yeah.
You will know that this is not sustainable. This is no longer sustainable because now I'm in this person.
Yeah.
This no longer serves me.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't
and,
serve.
And now you, the conversations you want to have about business, because I mean, you know, guys, well, yeah, I mean, I could feel jealous about. Well, I mean, you call dude for what advice on? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, what do you think about me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For something like that.
Yeah. What if they're in a specific industry that you need advice?
There are lots of people in every single industry.
You know what? So for, I don't know, we'll all give us our closing statements because we have been going on for quite a bit.
Mm.
But I think for me, I always try to communicate. Like, I haven't always been this way, but I am this way now. Is with my current partner, I say, you know what? This is a relationship that I have with my ex. And not that I sit them down and say, hey, I still do this and this with my ex. Things will come up, be like, you know what, I want to chat about business or whatever it is. And I'll ask the partner that I'm with, is it okay? And they need to be okay with it, and that's fine. But what I don't like is when people sneak behind your back going for lunch. I'm not going to do it if it's not okay.
Okay.
What I don't like is sneaking behind my back and going to go meet this person, going to their event. Exactly. That's not okay. That's not okay to do that with your partner, to go to your ex's events, ex's brunches, ex's
graduation parties. Like, I agree with what you're saying.
Would you be okay with him going if he declared?
No.
Okay.
I would only be fine with it as long as they're talking about business. Not to go to their party, the 30th birthday. Why?
It's personal. You know what I'm saying? It's personal. And what is okay with you may not be okay with me.
Yeah, but that's why communication is important.
So for instance, I would not be okay with you speaking business with your ex. I wouldn't be okay with you speaking business. You know what I'm saying?
So I agree. So I would say from my own learnings, I used to be on the other side where I'm like, no, it's fine. We can be friends. We can be mutual. Right now, based on my last experience,
yes.
Because I know I'm territorial, and it just doesn't work. It only works when I'm 100% over you, and it doesn't work. But I will tell you as well, in the same breath, that there's no person who I've ever actually even, I talk to everyone that I've kissed, I've, you know, hooked up with. I'm just that kind of a person, but it's like I talk to you when I see you. But there are also people who check up on me, my exes who check up on me. But it's like a once in a while thing. That's okay. I think I've told myself that's okay because of course they care about me, they check up on me, but it's never a disrespectful thing. It will never disrespect any of my other partners. So I think as long as you're not disrespecting your current partner, and as long as you're not selling yourself short, then you're good to go.
I guess that makes sense.
No, I say no. I say no to all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying walk away.
You can't. You can never make a clean walk away.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying just have the discipline.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? Have the discipline too on your side because, I mean, I'm talking risk. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about whether or not it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
It's
just risk. Minimize any possibility of any BS going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that simple. You know,
but it's easier said than done. It's also not nice to completely cut out someone that you care about.
That's what I'm saying, like from a distance, and just like, you know what I'm saying? From a distance is, yes, I can check in to find out how you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think also it's all well and great to say that, but I think it's well and great to have this conversation when you're the person who is, for lack of a better word, in power.
Least affected by the breakup.
Because in a relationship, we all know. We all know, and the dynamics change. We all know. Like, guys, for me, I've generally always been the person who I know, like, I can always go back to anyone that I want to go back to. But I also. I don't abuse it.
Yeah.
But I also know that with my last person, he knows that as well. And he's communicated to me. He's like, I can come back whenever I want. And I can't even fight it. So I'm always banking on the fact that please can he stay away, because I personally don't have the discipline to resist when he does come back.
That's
That's why he's saying then that becomes dangerous.
If you come to me and say, I need this and this from you, I need your help. I won't say no because I care about you.
But that's what I'm saying. That's different. And also, even that, you know what I'm saying? If we're talking about risk, that's the fundamental, you know what I'm saying? You have to do that. Or else, then it's fine, guys. Then we'll let anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Then anything can happen.
But if your ex came back to you and said, I need your help with this, you can't say no.
You're putting it in the same conversation, in the same sentence even almost, where you are saying, if this nigga come through, I won't be able to. You know what I'm saying? Just like, please stay away. You know what I'm saying?
That then becomes toxic because it's saying, regardless of the boundaries that I've created, he can still.
And that's
a
danger.
You know what I'm saying? We can sit here and talk about all the other things, and that's what I didn't want us to do. I want us to speak about the real things. You know what I'm saying? Because we all make these mistakes, and when these things happen, we don't want to, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not talking about people that are hoeing around or whatever. I'm talking about people that, you end up cheating, and you cheated with your ex. You know what I mean? And even in that, it doesn't feel wrong because
they had me first, or
you know, whatever.
It's history. It's,
you know what I'm saying? It's all of that. You know what I'm saying? And a person that has that sort of ex, I mean, she was talking. That's for the most part. That's where I sit. Where I sit, and I'm like, yes, man, I could go back.
I could go back.
You know what I'm saying? I could.
Long time ago.
I could see somebody in a situation and I'd be like, man, I could.
You can rock it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like that as well. I know I can shake. I can be like, hey, whether you're married now or whatever, I can do that. But
that's where discipline comes into play.
I have discipline, but the other person doesn't necessarily.
And I'm not talking discipline now, though, stay away, because also, Luana, in all of that, you're still human, you're still flawed, So that's what I'm saying. The discipline is to just walk away.
So I think.
You know what I mean? Walk away and, love from a distance. If you want to hit up a person to find out how they're doing, let it be that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you can. You guys shared something. That's great. You know what I mean? But let it just be that.
Yeah.
Memories are a good thing, guys. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing.
And I guess what you're saying is that with guys, you should actually be even more disciplined because you guys struggle.
With who?
With setting boundaries with your exes.
Guys,
all struggle, but guys struggle more. So therefore, that's why I'm fine. If I date you and I meet someone now, I actually would want you to not be close to your ex. Because I know you guys lack that discipline.
We were having conversations with my guys. I know this thing is about to end. You know what I'm saying? It's about to end, and we're having conversations about that's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's easy with guys. It's easy. We have no discipline or whatever, but at the end of the day, we are not the decision makers. You know what I'm saying?
Like you've said something very important. You know what I'm saying? We're not the decision makers. It's actually up to the woman.
It's always up to the woman.
This is what my ex actually said to me. He's like, you actually have, because I said to him, you have so much power over me. There was a conversation like, but you have so much power. He's like, you actually don't realize you have power over me.
Yeah.
The only difference between me and you is that I use. And that's the difference between men and women.
Yeah, they definitely use
their power. They use their power, but women, if a woman says no, guys, that's the end of the conversation.
That's it. That's it.
We just don't use.
Because we actually, we've lived in a society that hasn't allowed us to.
It's not a society. We don't allow ourselves.
But society shaped that for us. We weren't allowed to be empowered and to live in our power.
But I think when just 2020 now. So
no, we can't just say 2020, but there's still institutions and structures.
No, I wasn't even talking about. Yeah, no, yeah, man. I wasn't even talking about how can you be talking about it?
Yes, I absolutely agree. You should take back your power. But
I'm talking about it. Simple, basic.
Yeah.
Basic.
No, you're taking it too
basic.
Far.
Basic.
Nigga,
if,
I
a nigga,
know.
If a nigga steps up, you.
It's a yes or no.
Yeah,
it's a been. Yes, maybe.
Oh, I see what
you
saying.
Understand?
It's
you understand? There's no nigga. I'm not even talking about the foul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Animals out here or whatever. I'm not talking about that.
Oh,
I'm
so you're basically saying I have the power to say
yes.
You,
at the end
away
of the day,
not.
At the end of the day, even
you
nigga, like my man,
yeah.
Born, you're the decision maker at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about niggas. We're like, you
chickens.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little kids, like, just
yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kid,
listen,
I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that.
They want everything. It's up to the parent or the girl to
do you know what I'm saying?
No,
at the end of the day,
you're not gonna have this, you'll have this, or
yes.
You have this when I say you'll
at
have
the
this.
End
men don't like that, that's
the day.
We don't step into our power, that's what I'm saying. You can't blame it on society. We could, maybe,
at the end of
but it's
the
2020
day.
Now. We,
at
have
the,
to, we don't step in our power.
So, how for the people listening out there, how what's one way? I'm gonna ask both of you, and you can say it one at a time. Now, what's the one way you think a person can step into their power? Talking about romantic relationships.
Step into their power.
How? What? As from a guy's perspective or whatever it is, how would you say I can step in my power right now? Just one thing.
I don't.
I can answer while you.
Yeah. The way maybe you think.
And
about
the answer is very simple.
Yeah.
There's no answer to that. Unfortunately, no. In fact, there's no answer to that. It's all nice and theoretical when you're not going through it, when you're not experiencing
yeah.
it. Guys, it's always nice to talk from retrospect, from hindsight.
Yeah.
When you're in it, it's a different ballgame because there's emotions, there's hormones, there's whatever. The reality is, it doesn't matter what you... If I sit here and say and give you a breakdown of point one, point two, point three, the moment I walk out tomorrow and I fall in love, it's all out the window. It's a very difficult question to answer.
Yes.
I think the simplest way to answer it, which is the most fluffy way to answer it, is to choose yourself.
Mm.
But it's also very
selfish.
The way men are selfish, be selfish as a woman.
The way men are selfish.
Yes, men are
guys,
selfish.
Men
are selfish.
They
it's
do
not
things.
Always a bad thing.
They
no,
do.
Guys,
they do
guys,
what
guys,
you know.
Guys,
you know the
guys,
only consistent
no
thing
ways,
about a man.
No
is what let me tell you about
himself.
A man. The only consistent
no
thing about a man who will choose himself
no
over
and over
again.
Over. And this is not hating men.
No.
It's actually something that I admire.
No.
I wish I had that trait
no,
in me to
they do that in business. They do that in friendships. They do that in relationships.
No,
it is parenting.
I don't know. Maybe I've got like. School, whatever.
No, no. Men have always chosen themselves.
No, they don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't. Let me. Well, I'm not. Like I said, I'm not speaking for everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I am.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? You need niggas or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, you must first and foremost remember all that my pleasure comes out of firstly pleasuring you, and I'm talking about from a basic, very physical. You know what I'm saying? Anatomy type vibe, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's I get pleasure out of pleasuring you.
But you see, that
doesn't
sound
like
sorry,
yeah, I'm not, no, I'm
because
I'm
you can move on.
Hold on.
I know you're not finished,
guys. Let me no, don't accept that because you're going to throw me off, right? And then, secondly, you know what I'm saying? If you think back to the old school, that obviously you guys have a big problem with, I understand, but it was always about provision, Right, and the guy was taking care of his family, making sure that his woman is not out there and,
starving.
You know what I'm
saying?
Not
yeah.
even starving, but laboring.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking manual labor because I mean the nature of work changed, and we also have to evolve in that sense.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But back then, we need to remember the fundamentals that created the patriarchal society that we talk about today. You know what I'm saying? The nature of work back then was very physical. And no man wanted their wife to be out there in the mines, in the dungeon, in the what. She was at home, taking care of the kids and waiting for daddy.
Soft life.
You know, soft life.
That's
the
original.
You know what I'm saying? That's the original. And men, that's all, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, like, even till today, you know what I'm saying? Till today, even when everything is so transactional, botle ba monna ntse le ke
you understand what sister is saying botle ba monna ke mosadi
you understand
that's what you
know what I mean on the other side it's always been about the other side niggas are trying to take care of girls they're trying to
that's all men you know what I'm saying please and appease women
do you know what I mean
or their partner if they're not
you know what I'm saying so it's very difficult for me to accept you know what I mean everything is based on how selfish we are.
I don't know. I guess that's interesting because I've never heard that perspective before where guys were doing it for their partner, working hard, bringing food to the table, doing this and that. It was for their person.
Yeah, that's why I try to even take it to a very pure physical level. There's no guys out here just like, no, you know what I mean?
No, but there are a lot of guys that don't even care whether you're satisfied physically.
No, they might not care about whether you're satisfied, but it's because they're doing it for someone else.
No,
but the
trust me.
But there's always a woman. No. What he's saying is correct.
No, the amount of women who are not, because that's what I'm saying, it's a different topic and a different conversation. The amount of people who are not, like, guys don't care about a woman's pleasure. Not every single guy.
That's not true.
And that's an anomaly.
If he doesn't care about jobs,
that's why you see.
He doesn't care in general.
No, but what I'm saying is pleasure.
You're describing the anomaly now.
Yeah.
No, guys. There's all these studies and all these surveys about how many women have faked having an orgasm.
No, but okay, that's a different.
That's what I'm talking about.
Think about the psyche of.
I'm talking about that.
I'm saying. Let's go back to the psyche of that. Why fake it?
Because you're trying to please a man.
No, but what would please him? Knowing that, because I mean, if it's all about him busting a nut, he could bust a nut. You could make him bust a nut and it would be okay.
You
know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he wants to feel like he did something. Yeah,
right.
You making him feel like he did something.
The women are the ones who are making a man feel like they are.
Yeah.
Even when they're not performing, you're the one hyping them up.
Because
a man
it's all
is not
going to
carry on and feel satisfied with his performance if you're not validating that. That's a fact.
I'm saying, why fake it? Yeah. Well, that's the simple question. Mm. Why
even
fake
on a biological
you don't have
level.
To fake it.
Yeah.
You're faking it to what? To
please
him.
Yeah.
But what is actually pleasing him?
That's what I'm saying. I get it. I've never actually ever thought about it that way.
That's why I was trying to take it back to the physical before I explain everything else. Niggas are not selfish when it comes to women. I don't think that.
You know, men are it's selfish, but not physically.
Yeah. No. But I mean, just generally, even with everything, the boat or not, you're balling on someone. You're balling on the woman.
So you basically say there's
always
some
woman that they are.
They always
want
to kiss a woman.
You know what I'm saying? It's a woman at the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Men are like that. Men live for women. That's a fact. They'll never admit it because it's a weakness to it. It obviously takes the power away from yourself.
I don't know what type of niggas you mean that won't admit that.
Men live for women, literally.
Yes.
If it's not their mother, it's a romantic kind of love. Men live for women.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. The problem is that society has gotten it to a point where they're trying to make it seem like a bad thing or whatever. That is what it is.
That's how it's supposed
to be. They get pleasure, their egos, they get fed from that satisfaction. We also do. So I don't understand why the world is trying to make it into something that's
Look, I mean, that's a round two thing because I got bars when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think, you know, I think the conversation has come to the end. Again, love is something that you can talk about forever.
There's so many layers,
different perspectives, different definitions, experiences, etc.
So much to learn.
Yeah. And I think what we were doing is just really just having the conversation and trying to unpack where we are. And it doesn't mean that everyone is going to be in the same mind frame or stage.
It's also not finite.
It's not finite.
Yes.
It can change at any point. I think what's important is to define it for yourself and to make sure you find people that align with what you want. That's what we're looking for, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That spiritual connection.
So any people who are keen to drop in the DMs for the two people who were on my show, let me know. Jokes. But yeah, I definitely feel like we gave a very wholesome perspective. We challenged each other. And
there wasn't enough time.
There wasn't enough time.
And I feel like if people want to engage more, let's have a convos with Mom T.
Yeah.
Let's unpack it further. There's so much to be, so many perspectives, you know.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's a part two or part three to this. And we are open. Are you guys open to them also asking you questions if they need to?
Share your thoughts.
Let's discuss this, because I think once we start to have the conversation, we can really make change.
We learn from each other.
Yeah, it's the best we learn. So thank you so much for coming to the show. Next time we're gonna have video so that you guys can see who are these people behind this.
These gorgeous
people behind the mic.
Yeah. Very shocked.
Yeah.
And you know, I think let's all strive to be the best, and hopefully we attract the people who will honor that.
Match.
Yeah. So Love and After is now concluding, and I think what's important and the key takeaways is that communication is key, whether you are in a relationship or you're not in a relationship. You need to define for yourself, do I want this romantic love to be transferred or transition into something more or different, or do I just need to walk away and am I fine with that? So essentially it's all about you and the journey you need to take. And love for me, and I guess for my guests, is never ending. And I hope that's what you guys find and what you guys experience too. Alrighty, do you guys want to say bye?
Bye guys, it was great. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
Yeah, alrighty, see you next time. Bye.